How are you going? I hope you're going all right. You should be, because it is Hump Day, Wednesday, May 7, 15. There we go, May 15. Nailed that one. All day. I'm your host, James Clement. You can also see me in the official AFL Supercoach podcast, the AFL Today Show, and of course, Fox Sports Lab NBA here in the fancy studio. So you can see me doing stuff like this and waving my arms around. Not at home. Look at that. You're going to be watching the YouTube to really get the full experience. I'm just saying. Go subscribe or I'll fire. Good day today. Brunson goes ballistic. Joker goes joelistic. Sure. Knicks and Nuggets take game fives. They were awesome. We're going to talk those out. That's kind of it. There's not a giant amount of other bit of news. Mike, I don't know. There's a couple of little things about the Lakers coaching gear. But we'll talk that out. And then we'll do the NBA Australia game wraps. We've got That's Not an iPhone, Mate. No, Mate. Spot of the Night. Bit of Lonzo Ball. We, of course, have the Yeah Nas, the Unpopular Opinion of the Day, and Outback Takehouse. We were serving up another flame grill take. Yesterday's was a cracker. Gerald, it was awesome. The Lakers lose LeBron James because Atlanta used the number one pick on his son. I love that. Oh, God, that's a good call. Anyway, we'll also have a quick Andrew Gaze Grey Mum Reward for outstanding achievement in the field of excellence. Then we'll look at the two game fives for tomorrow, which is Cleveland, and Boston, then Dallas, OKC. So without further ado, let's get into it. Episode 1097 of NBA Australia. Let's go.
This is Joe Ingles, and you're listening to NBA Australia.
Watch out for the Shaq attack.
You better. Oh, yes. You really better. Especially if the old TNT lose the NBA contract. So it looks like that's kind of basically a done skis deal. Over to NBC. Oh, no. What are we going to do without Shaq, producer Gerald?
Gerald, I'm sick of you over there. You shouldn't have won this MVP. I think Homie's a better producer.
Like, imagine if I just said that to you. You'd be like, what the hell, Jim? That's insane. That's what Shaq did to Jokic.
Big honey, I lit a fire under you. You came out, you've won three straight games. It's all because of me, Shaq.
That's 100% a chance he's going to do that tomorrow. Anyway, let's start today's show the way we start every show here at NBA Show. The way, what is it, a daily? It's a whip around. Usually it's a daily whinge from your mate Jim. Today's no different. I'm so tired. Just so tired. Just work shit. Just stress. It's just the kid. He wakes up at 10 to 6 is like, Dad, I want to watch TV. I'm like, go back to sleep. God damn. Got the sick dog. I think I've talked about him before. So the diabetes, oh boy. Beating that poor guy down. Going blind, so that's not great. But either way, otherwise, things are fucking hunky-dory. I definitely don't want to go walk into traffic. Anyway, let's do it. The Wolves. That's right. You might have seen those guys play today. Rudy Gobert's a staff what they were. He did this. When I do this, it means money. He did that to the refs and got, surprisingly enough, and ironically enough, fined $75,000.
Jesus.
For basically making inappropriate and unprofessional gestures that questions the integrity of the league and its game officials. Or he's just being an expressive Frenchman. That's what I would have gone with for my defense. It's like, it's a cultural thing, Adam Silver. Don't you understand? Are you not at least kind of into other cultures? Are you perhaps some sort of cultural relativist? Jeez, that's a bit of a bad look, isn't it, Adam Silver? Oh, God. I don't want to be like that. I'm sorry, Rudy. Do whatever you need to. Also, give me your $75,000. I got to pay for a watch. Anyway, so Rudy got that. The response from, I think, was it Finchy? Wasn't it the coach? He's like, so Jamal Murray got fined $100,000. So is that, and he did the finger money like symbol. So was it $15,000 for throwing the heat pack? $10,000 for throwing the towel? Which is very funny. I feel like we should actually have an itemized receipt from the NBA about like what fines are constituted for. $75,000. Well, 60 of that is for the integrity of the game. 15 of it is because he's French. We just fucking hate him. He did the fucking COVID thing. Well, I don't know what to tell you. Every fine he's going to get is going to have that built in. Anyway, other news. My sweet baby Caris LeVert is questionable for game 5 for the Cleveland Cavaliers tomorrow. That's pretty fucking tough for the Cavs, isn't it? Because they've already got Donnie Mitchell, questionable. You have Jared Allen, go the fro, questionable. Game time decisions, apparently all of them. Not great if you're missing three of your six best players. I mean, not ideal going into a knockout game five against the Boston Celtics, the best team in the NBA this season. Yeah, not great. I don't know if Karras would have helped too much, but it's also better to have him. And the other little bit of news, Lonzo, our sweet baby Lonzo Ball. He actually gave us a bit of an injury update. You might remember him, Gerald. He's not played for 2 years. So you've been, you know, behind the desk there for a little bit here and there. You will have never seen Lonzo Ball play while you've been looking after a bit of the old NBA Australia. It's weird. Just think about that. You barely probably know who LaVar Ball is, his dad. His little brother is better than him, which is hilarious. And he also has barely played probably since you've been doing NBA Australia. So just saying, those Ball brothers, maybe a little bit too much of the old high school ball with their overbearing father. Anyway, Lonzo gave a bit of an update. Out of 100%, that's how we'd usually judge it. Lonzo, yes, you're correct. Well, out of 50, I'd say I'm 42. What are you talking about? Out of 100%, he reckons he's at about 70%. That's pretty good for a bloke who's had a million knee surgeries. Good enough to play, but it could still get better. I've got a long summer ahead of me, but definitely looking forward to the future. Didn't say that he's going to be playing basketball next year, but anyway, that's good. Happy days. If you want a Ben Simmons update, just go check out his Instagram because he's doing lots of working out. He's not shooting the basketball or playing basketball. He is working out, though, and it does look very impressive, Gerald. If I had a body like that, I would not wear a shirt either. If I was getting paid that much money to not play basketball, I wouldn't play basketball either. What a world. Good job, Simo. All right, let's do some game wraps. All right. Bang. Indy, New York, game five. This was sick, and then it was sickening, I guess, for the Pacers. 121-91. That is a 30-point beatdown against a team that has three players. 3.5. Deuce McBride wasn't too. Well, actually, Isaiah Hartenstein, hello, was very good today. He had, like, more rebounds than basically the entire Pacers team. This was a ripper if you're a Knicks fan. You're like, this is exactly what I wanted. And this is what I said on the show yesterday and on the drop-off playoff picks this morning. It's the MSG effect. Jalen Brunson's looked like dog shit the last two games. He goes in MSG. He's like, I am a fucking weapon. These guys are chanting MVP for me. This is great. I'm in my comforting surrounds. Tibbs is yelling at everybody. I'm just going to go out and drop a fucking million points. And that's what he did. It was rad. He had 28 in the first half, Gerald. 28. That was absolutely gnarly. They're up 15 at the half. There's a little bit of a pace of run there. And the Knicks went, that's cute. We'll just get more of these rebounds and just keep dumping points on your head. 69, nice, to 54 at the half. But this was it. Like, the Knicks just rode him, Jalen Brunson, that is, and went, well, if the other guys don't fire, fuck it. Like, Jalen Brunson will just score all the points. That was essentially, I'm pretty sure, their entire approach. Tibbs is like, the offense, Jalen, you do it. And he's like, all right, I will. Because they did get a lot of help from Josh. He also had a million rebounds. But the cool thing was they basically dusted off the corpse of Alec Burks. Like, it turns out he's alive. I don't think Tibbs realized that. He's like, what's that fucking cadaver we have sitting on the bench? And he's like, fuck, we got no more players left. Can you play? And Alec Burks is like, yes. Yes, I was literally playing like fucking 20 minutes a game for the Pistons this year. Remember how you traded for me and Bojan? He's like, fuck, you were in the deal? Anyway, big run by the Pacers at the start of the third quarter. Got it back to 7 points. You're like, oh, shit. Maybe this is where all those minutes come back to bite them in the ass. Nope. 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 Knicks just went, that was cute. Those little trailing Miles Turner threes. How about you guys don't hit a shot for the next 7 minutes? If that sounds harsh, it's because it was very harsh. They just went the fucking clamps and the game was basically over. Literally, the Pacers just didn't hit a shot until like Halliburton had like a little bit of a dunk. They scored 21 points in the third quarter eventually. But by that point, like, the Knicks were absolutely flying. It completely found their mojo. And so having been up, 15 at the half, they go into the three-quarter time, they're up 21 just before the end of the quarter. And you're like, yeah, this one's pretty much over. And then, so it was another moment at the start of the fourth quarter. They pulled it back to like 13 and you're like, here we go. Watch it. Nah. Knicks just pulled out the clamps again and went, all right, just fucking quit it, idiots. We're not going to let you score for the next 3 minutes. And you're like, oh, they can just do that. Fuck. But the big story here was obviously rebounding. Isaiah Hartenstein, hello, had like a career best night. He had a million to fucking offensive boards. It was awesome to watch him just go, that's cute that you think Miles Turner can out-rebound me. Miles Turner battled manfully. 5 rebounds. He's trying to fight like the fucking 6'2" dudes. Meanwhile, Isaiah Hartenstein's fucking dragging his ass back and forth up and down the court. What are you doing, Miles? Grow up here. Anyway, the fourth quarter, look, it was all the rebounding and defense that won this for the Knicks. Pacers never could get on a roll. And the craziest part was they had 26 second chance points in the Knickerbockers. Like, if you're trying to kill a team dead that has like no one on their bench, maybe, just maybe, I'm saying you don't let them get 20 offensive rebounds. 20! They scored 26 second chance points. That's silly. They had 29 more field goal attempts, the Knickerbockers did, than the Pacers. Rick Carlisle, like, I love watching him watch Obi Toppin. It's like just watching a man die inside. He's like, this sucks. Fuck. He's so athletic, but he doesn't know how to play basketball. What the fuck is this idiot doing? That's all that's going through Carlisle's mind when they cut to him. It's so fucking funny. Watch it, game 6. But anyway, it was kind of like cool because the Knickerbockers and those fans, a 30-point beatdown in game 5. You've got John Starks there. You've got Latrell Sprewell. I love Spree. Fuck, he looks sharp wearing that cool suit, unbuttoned shirt, looking great. Anyway, it was fun as hell. Pacers, look, 18 turnovers, that fucked them up. It was the Knicks defense, just to discombobulate them completely. 12 of 27 from three. If you're going to sort of vaguely win this game, you're probably going to have to take more threes than that. And it didn't help that TJ McConnell didn't take a triple. And here's the big one. What the fuck was going on with Tyrese Halliburton in this game? He took fuck all shots. It was just like, oh, this is a bit overawing. I don't know what I'm doing. Oh, God. He took 9 shots in the end. So Siakam ends up at 22, 8, and 2. Fine. Very Siakam-ish. Halliburton has 13 points on 5 of 9 shooting, most of which come basically when they're cooked. You're like, I don't know, Tyrese. The series is tied 2-2. Probably need a better game from you than there. He was getting fucking towed by Deuce McBride and Alec Burks. That's not a sentence you should probably be saying about a guy who is pretty much a lock to be in the first or second All-NBA teams. You know what I'm saying? Anyway, Naismith, 8 points on 2 of 7 shooting, 16, 5, and 2 for Turner. He hit 4 of 7 from downtown, tried to fight a little dude, and did fuck all else. Great job, Miles. Ain't no stopping Obi Toppin, unless he's playing against his old team who stopped him quite expertly. 7 points, a minus 25 for Obi Toppin. Oh, boy. Not great. 2 of 5 shooting for him. TJ. Not the TJ McConnell game, this one. 7 points on 3 of 8 shooting. Jesus, that's even worse than I thought. Ben Shepherd, God, he shows a little bit. And then Jalen Brunson went, hey, you know how you're guarding me with Naismith and Nembhard? And it's like, oh, it's making my life a little bit tough, but I'm dropping 40 every fucking night. They tried Ben Shepherd on him for once, ran him through a fucking screen, dropped an open 3, and you're like, yeah, they're not going to try that again, are they, the Pacers? Yeah. Anyway, Knicks, Brunson, what a fucking game. 44, 7 assists, unbelievable. 18 of 35 shooting. I'm no math magician, Gerald, but 18 of 35 is pretty bloody good, and it's more than 50%. Not bad when you're 6'1". He might be built like a fucking Mack truck on steroids, but god damn, that's good. Josh Hart, 18, 11, and 3. He out-rebounded like all of the entire fucking Pacers team. He was great. Dante DiVincenzo, he was quiet, 8, 7, and 4 with 3 steals. He did have a sick putback dunk, though, that basically changed a lot of the tenor of the crowd. That's a good word, tenor. And he just came flying in for a putback baseline. It was fucking gnarly. So that was really cool. Missed all of his threes though, which was a bit weird. Bit shit as well if you bet it. Just saying. God damn it. Anyway, Deuce McBride, 17 points. It was a weapon. He's going to pop up again in a second. Burks, Alec Burks. That's right. Kept up his good play from the last couple of games. Drops 18. And 5 off the bench. Bloody good. 5-8 from downtown as well. Precious wasn't a disaster. That was handy. Hartenstein ends up with 7 points, 5 assists, and 17 rebounds. 17! Jeez. The entire starting lineup of the Indiana Pacers managed, I believe, 21 between them. And he had 17 by himself. Not bad. I'll show you Hartenstein. Hello, let him get his rebound, Jar. And away he goes. 12 offensive rebounds, Gerald. Fuck me, dude. Anyway, The Knicks are now 3-2 up in the series. They are one win away from the Eastern Conference Finals. Their first since what? 99, I think. Is that right? Jim, who are you asking? Me, I guess. I assume that's fucking right. I said it, so it is. Shut up. All right, then we had Game 5 of Minnesota at Denver. This one was also a blowout in the end. 97-112 for Denver. It was not a blowout, Hooley. Back and forth the entire first half. It was really good. Ant-Man couldn't hit a fucking shot. And then he still didn't hit any shots and they got fucking killed. They got straight killed. As I said at the start, Brunson went ballistic. Joker went Joelistic. Joelistic, he was like a singer, rapper dude from a band here in Melbourne. Anyway, train of thought, gone. Anyway, let's get back to the game. The third quarter, it was absolutely remarkable because it was pretty tight. What was it, like 48-44, I think, 48-42 or something at the half. And you're like, geez, that's a bit tight. And then the Wolves come out and go, yes, he's very tight. Check this out. Fucking bang, now we lead. And you're like, geez, remember how they solved Denver in those first two games in Denver? It might be happening again. Nope, it's not happening again because Joker just goes, enough is this fucking shit, fucking. Come on, fucking. Everybody jump on back, fucking. And off he went. He's like, I want to get behind the horses very quick. Let's fucking finish this off in six. It's bullshit, fucking. Why do we lose fucking two games, fucking? Off he went. He scores 40 in the end. But there's that moment where I think Gobert has the dunk that puts him ahead, right? And it's absolutely sick from there because it's like Jam and Jamal Murray, Aaron Gordon pops off and goes, oh, yeah, I'll score some buckets. And Joker goes, hey, his boys, they woke up. Okay, fucking let's go, fuck it. And off he went. It was absolutely chaotic. Just a bit of a fact check. Was it 50-44 at the half? Yeah. Good mathematics, Jim. Anyway. So they take, what was it, like a 60? Yeah, Minnesota got up like 57-60. No, there, fuck, it was in there somewhere. It was 55-53. So they came out of the half like the clappers and off they go. They're flying. And Murray just goes, all right, I'll hit this fucking shot. Check this out. Aaron Air Gordon does the same. And the Minnesota Timberwolves just couldn't keep up. Why is that, Jim? Because Ant-Man was completely off his tucker. He's just like, I don't know how to play basketball anymore. They didn't. I think the biggest thing for Minnesota is that they didn't have Mike Conley. So a lot of this sort of like revolves around the fact that you're suddenly starting Nickey Alexander-Walker. You don't have Mike Conley just to settle everything down because you get up because you have this big burst of energy. And Denver go, it's pretty early in the third quarter. Just wait for this altitude to kick in. And then it kicked the crap out of the Minnesota Timberwolves and they ran right over the top of them. Because Jokic, he got that little bit of a burst from Gordon and from Murray and then went, all right, fucking check this out. I'm just going to ruin Rudy Gobert's life. And you're like, that's awesome. Three-time MVP. He got his MVP trophy that day, and he's like, fucking check this out, 40 points on your head. The Dagger, like they got up as much as 18 at the start of the fourth quarter. Wolves sort of fought back in that fourth a little bit. They sort of woke up, but then Jokic just hits a dagger three over the top of Gobert to put him back up 14, and you're like, yeah, pack her up, boys. We are done here. He's like, I want to get back to horses, fucking. Yeah, because it was like 13 points or something. Around that point, they sort of just snuck a little bit closer as Ant-Man sort of woke up, hit a couple of shots. Naz Reid hit some stuff. Nickey Alexander-Walker hit a three in there as well. And you're like, here we go, up, we might be it. No, Joker just goes, enough, fucking fuck off. It was very much like the, talk about a Ripo's A to like the likes of Shaq. It's like, oh, you didn't think I was MVP, hey? Check this out, fucking bang. It was such a fucking cool Ripo's A. He's just like, yeah, don't care about the MVP. If you think I'm fucking shit the basketball, fucking I'll show you, huh? Cat wasn't bad today. 23-6-4, 10-19 shooting. Sort of still just disappears because he's Karl Anthony Towns. 18-11 for Rudy Gobert. Zestava Tawur, 2 steals and 2 blocks. Ant-Man, 18 points and 9 assists. Jeez, Jim, that's not bad. He shot 5 of 15. He could not buy a bucket early, and it really put him behind the 8-ball to the point where you're like, this is just, it's going to be too much of a hole to dig out of, and that's exactly what happened, right? Nickey Alexander-Walker, 5 of 12 shooting for his 14 points and 5 assists. It's the other dudes, though. McDaniels, Naz Reid, 9 points on 9 shots, 7 points on 8 shots. Like, that's the shit that kills you, especially when you don't have that amount of shooting, all right? You know, the Wolves, they 8 of 26 from downtown, 14 turnovers. They got out-rebounded 33 to 38, which I thought was hilarious. I'm like, how do we have such low rebounding numbers in this game? It's pretty gross, but here we are. For the Denver Nuggets, they outshot the Wolves because they went 9 of 19 from downtown. So, remember, next time when someone's like, you know what I hate about the modern NBA? Oh, it's too many threes. It's like, you just are clearly not watching these games. We get it. Just admit that. Just admit you're not actually watching these games, because Denver are like, look, we'll throw up a couple of threes here and there. Michael Porter Jr. goes 2 of 7 today. And it's like, usually that's a bit of a problem. 9 of 19 overall, not too many threes taken. They shot the piss out of it in the end. Great job by the Nuggets. Jamal Murray didn't even take a three. He's like, fuck it, get into the coop. Check this out. Joker ends up with 40 points, 7 rebounds, 13 assists, 2 steals and a block, and 0 turnovers. That is unbelievable. Jamal Murray, 16 and 6. He had 16 for the notorious KCP with 5 rebounds and 4 assists. He hit 4 of 5 from downtown. It's good to see that he found his shot. Love that, KCP. Gordon was incredible again, 18, 10, and 5. Really sparked that run in the third quarter, Gerald. It was very, very impressive. I enjoyed it a lot. He's very fun when he gets going. He's like, hey, you know who my favorite dude in the world is? Nikola Jokic. Because he passes me the ball and I dunk it. So that's pretty fun. MPJ ends up with 6 and 7, shot 2 of 10. Spoiler alert for the fucking spud of the night. 10 for Christian Brown. And Reggie Jackson had 6 points as well. Denver have now won 3 on the trot. They're up 3-2, one more win away from the Western Conference Finals. They are a shambles there in Minneapolis. Oh, the Wolves. They're like, aha, remember how we won 6 straight games to start the playoffs and we thought, we're back. We're the greatest 6-inch sliced bread. And Denver go, that's cute. Check this out. Whoa-bang! There we go. All right, let's do an NBA Australia Pro Performer of the Night.
That's not a knife. That's a knife.
That is a bloody knife, Jalen Brunson and Nikola Jokic. It's very hard to just go, oh, well, yeah, it's going to be anybody but them. No, Jalen Brunson, absolutely incredible. 14, 4, and 7, 18 of 35 from the floor, 2 of 6 from 3, 6 of 7 on the line. Like, what are we doing? A game 5 blowout win when the tank has been basically emptied. They go back to Indy. They lose those 2 games. He goes, right, we really need to win game 5. They win game 5 because he drops 44 at home. That was fucking awesome. I've got another couple of stats for you later on. And Nikola Jokic, 40 points on 15 of 22 from the field, 7 rebounds, 13 assists, 2 steals and a block, and amazingly 0 turnovers, a plus 21 in 41 minutes. An absolute fuck you game. I love a good fuck you game to the point where we don't have the drop. But both these games, they're the sort of games where you forget about them, unless you're probably there. But if they win the next game, both of these teams, you go, you know what was fucking awesome and belongs in the pool room? Game 5 from Jalen Brunson, game 5 from Nikola Jokic. Absolutely sick. He just did that against the best defensive team in the NBA as well, Nikola Jokic. He went, that is very cute. This defense, that's the thing you play with, not shooting. Yeah, fuck off with you, fucking. Great stuff. All right, let's do a spud of the night.
Spud, 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 spud,
spud, spud of the night. 5 of 15 from Ant-Man. It was bad. It was very bad. He's 22. You're going to get this on the big jobs. 4 of 14 for Dante DiVincenzo. The thing that actually stymied him was the 4 fouls and he didn't hit a 3. And 2 of 10 for Michael Porter Jr. 2 of 10, not great. 2 of 7 from 3, not bad. 7 rebounds and an assist, 2 blocks and 2 turnovers. He kind of balanced it out. But yeah, the Ant-Man game was rough to watch. He was pushing so fucking hard as well. Had some weird tough calls go against him. He sort of just got a bit wobbly. It's all right. I expect a big, 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 big one in game 6 though. Talk about that in a second. What about old mate no mates though?
Old mate, no mates.
Who's got no mates today? That would be Miles Turner trying to fight Dante DiVincenzo. It's like he's a foot fucking shorter than you. Settle down, mate. Stop trying to fight little guys. It's weird. Go get a rebound. You had 5. Grow a pair. That's just silly. Dante called him out after the game as well. He's like, yeah, look, they were trying to be tough guys. That's not their identity. Nobody's going to fight in the NBA. Take the foul. Keep it moving. You're not a tough guy. Just keep it moving. That is bloody good. That's Dante DiVincenzo saying that shit. Miles Turner should fight him next game just to fight. Like, he's literally just saying, you're a bitch. He's basically like, hey, more. Miles Turner, yeah, you're a bitch. Yeah, fuck. Move on, dickhead. Move on. Them should be fighting words. So, Miles Turner, look, I'm not going to say go fight a dude, but you should probably go fight a dude. Also, old mate, no mates, how about JJ Redick versus, again, everybody? Doc Rivers is calling him out going, JJ's got a problem with me for a while. I stopped playing him so much because he wasn't effective in the playoffs. The best numbers of his career are under one coach, and you're looking at him. He's saying, me. Good on you, Doc Rivers. I'm the one who grabbed him out of Milwaukee, and then his career took off. Jeez. How about you paint your own nuts a bit more? But then Udonis Haslem also talking about JJ. Never talk about another man's job, basically, right? Udonis Haslem's like, look, if the LA coach is JJ Redick, it's going to be a cynical locker room. I fucking love how he said that. Cynical locker room. Guys are going to say, is coach going to do a podcast after the game with LeBron? That's fucking funny. You're going to have a cynical locker room where guys are going to side-eye everything JJ says, wondering, is this JJ's message or LeBron's message? I mean, he's not wrong. But also, that's fucking every other coach that LeBron's ever fucking had ever. Like, what are we doing here? That was Ty Lue in Cleveland. Like, what are we doing? Yeah. Pretty funny gear. Anyway, but it is good. Udonis Haslem is fucking good on TV. That was wicked. All right, pantsing of the night. Oh, mate, Nikola Jokic put Rudy Gobert, the defensive player of the year, in the fucking spin cycle, Gerald. It was amazing. He turned into prime Hakeem Olajuwon, gave it the old fucking 1-2 skidoo, squat, bow, whoa, bang, throws in off the glass. You're like, that's fucking Nikola the Dream Jokic. This is awesome. It was wonderful. And look, in terms of pantsings, like, to have that done to you against a three-time MVP, we get it, but you're a four-time defensive player of the year who just got fined 75,000. Yeah, 75,000 for doing a money symbol. Talk about a fucking pantsing upon a pantsing tonight for Rudy Gobert. Bit of a rough one, I'll tell you. And finally, better than Lonzo Ball.
Lonzo was the best player in high school. He was the best player in college. You think you'll get to the pros and be like, I made it to the pros. Now I can be average.
Coming for everybody. Deuce McBride, 7-15 shooting in 40 minutes. Goes into the starting lineup. Absolutely gnarly. Deuce, screams the MSG crowd. 3-7 from downtown, 17 points, 1 rebound, 4 assists. Better than a 70% Lonzo Ball who's never played in the playoffs. I love Deuce McBride. He's just like, I have absolutely no plan of passing this ball until the very last second. Now shoot it, dickhead. And he was just so lucky. He ended up with 4 assists today just because, like, dudes are hitting shots. It was very, very cool. But he is a bit of a weapon. I love Deuce McBride. Good shit there. All right, let's do some yeah nahs right after this. Wait, wrong button. That one.
This is Cam Glidden.
This is Anthony Drimmick.
This is Mitch McCarron.
This is Jason Kadee.
This is Darryl McDonald.
Hey guys, this is Hugh Greenwood.
Yo, what's going on? This is Ellie.
This is Mark Worthington, or commonly known as Wurtho, and you're listening to NBA Australia.
You're listening to NBA Australia.
And you're listening to NBA Australia.
And you're listening to NBA Australia.
You're listening to NBA Australia.
You're listening to NBA Australia.
And you're listening to NBA Australia.
You're listening to NBA Australia.
All right, let's do it. Got some good yeah nahs today. Miko, hey, Miko. Hey, Jim, got a yeah nah. There should be no excuse for professional NBA players to missing free throws. As a Mavs fan, that was bloody embarrassing. Like, in a row with field goals after a try, a 30-meter kick for goal in AFL, these should be a no-brainer for these professional athletes. Ah, bloody frustrating. Yeah, nah, yes, it is one of the most amazing things. Like, obviously, I do a lot of AFL footy stuff, you see. Kicking a set shot from basically anywhere within 40 metres should be just a fucking gimme, but it's never that. Especially if you barrack for Carlton, which is wildly frustrating. Charlie Curnow, just fucking kick straight. I mean, you're leading the Coleman anyway. Anyway, but for NBA players to not shoot like 80% minimum, just the sheer mechanics of it, right? The repetition, it's your job. The mechanics of shooting free throws, like, the bare minimum, I feel like, should be 80. But the fact that we probably sit around, what, 75, 72% or something for a median is absolutely bonkers. And like for the Mavs, just to everyone basically have go 50% from the line in that game, which obviously cost them the win. It's one of those things where it's hit your free throw, kids, like that sort of shit. When it comes home to fucking roost in that sort of way where it could lose you a playoff series is such a giant kick in the dick. Like, Luca, don't fucking bitch and moan and sook at the refs. Like, spend all that in. Maybe just hit your fucking free throws. You win the game if you do, you idiots. What are you doing? But Miko's right. I reckon it should be around 80% at the very fucking bare minimum. It's weird. It's weird when they go under. I mean, it's hard, but like with all the modern enhancements of mechanics and shit like that, like biomechanics and stuff, how every kid who's like in some sort of like pathway program or fucking college, whatever, to make it in the NBA, to not have like at least some sort of idea about what they need to do 100% of the time to make 80% of their free throws is fucking beyond me. 80% of the time, Gerald, it works 100% of the time. All right. Are the Knicks going to finish this off in six? Yeah, no. I think this goes seven. I think the Pacers still have like one more shot where they just hit a fuck ton of threes and Halliburton's really good in game six. And then we go back to MSG for game seven. Do I hope that? Yes. Will it happen? Hopefully, yes. Are Denver going to win four straight and close this one out in six, Jim? Yeah, I'm also going to say nah for this one. I think Minnesota have one more bullet to fire as well. Look, I'll talk about this again in a second because I think we covered this up with Jez Oz's yesterday, but it is absolutely chaos to me that the Wolves have just gone, oh, fuck, it's hard to play basketball. It's like, yeah, it was very easy for the first six games, but now you've lost three straight. Talk about that second in the unpopular opinion of the day. Will any series go seven games? Yeah. I think Knicks Indy does go seven. I think Denver, Minnesota goes seven, and I think OKC Dallas goes seven. Tomorrow's OKC Dallas game is going to be absolutely hilarious no matter what happens. Because Dallas fans, if they win, it's like, oh, the series would be fucking over if we'd fucking held it together in the last game. God damn it. And if OKC win, everyone's just going to be like, ah, Mavs. Anyway, unpopular opinion of the day.
Look at me.
Covering off Jez Oz's, would this be a failure of a season for the Wolves if they lose in six? We said yesterday, yeah. And after they lose today, yeah, it really fucking would be. It's not back to the drawing board shit, but it's a huge colossal failure where you play a pretty tight series against them last year in the first round, get bundled out. This year, you're up 2-0. You've won two games in Denver. You then shit the bed at home. It's 2-2. You go back to Denver, lose again. You've lost three on the trot. If they lose four on the trot, you're like, oh, fuck. But the cool thing is they know how to fix it. Shooting. They just need a little bit more shooting. They should get Shane the Hammer Heel out of retirement. Get on the court there, Hammer. That'd be fun. But they just literally need to build this out a little bit more. They've already got, like, so the building blocks around Ant-Man, Naz Reid, Rudy Gobert, Kat, Mike Conley, Jaden McDaniels. They literally probably just need, like, one more fucking wing shooter, and they're laughing. It'd also be handy if McDaniels could actually hit a fucking shot in this series, and away we go. But that sort of leads me into a bit of a Outback Takeout. It's Wednesday at Outback, you know what that means? Oh, yeah. Well, I had to go out and strangle this big bird by myself after it took out eight good men in our kitchen. That's right. It's the world's most dangerous bird. It's a cassowary. So we're having cassowary casserole today at Outback Takehouse. Eight people lost their lives so you could eat this delicious fucking dish. It is beautiful, though. The tastiest meat. It's cassowary casserole, and it's only at Outback. And today's flame grill take is... this is all the basketball gods going, ha ha, you're still the Wolves. Also, it's Glenn Taylor's like refusal to sell the team to Mark Lowry and Alex Rodriguez that the basketball gods are going, ha ha, still the Wolves. And it's also just everyone going, ha ha, you're still the Wolves. And the Wolves still being the Wolves, only at Outback. They're losing in six. But also, LeBron in Cleveland. popping up there for game four. He's like, all right, sick, man. Let's go to the game. It'll be really good. Savannah's like, I would rather be fucking anywhere else. We've all had that moment with our missus, Gerald, haven't we? Where it's like you take them somewhere and they're like, why am I here? Because I do not want to be here. I could be on the couch in my dressing gown eating chocolate. Fuck you, you ginger dickhead. That might be a bit specific to me, but that's all right. But Savannah's sitting there in their giant fucking furry hat going, so let me get this straight. You just spent an entire basketball season playing basketball. Now we're home in Cleveland and you want to, check notes, go to the fucking basketball? Fuck you. Like, that is her entire vibe and it was amazing. I'm just like, LeBron James, every other man on the planet, like, that's just the clenched fist over fucking meme. Just every dude is like, been there, buddy. Been fucking there. But also, it sort of did cross my mind. Nikola Jokic gets his MVP trophy today. LeBron just like, hello, I just want to be part of the news cycle for today. Hello, we're talking about Bronny. Hello, Lakers extension. Hello, Lakers coach. Hello, it's like, fuck off, LeBron. You've been out of the fucking playoffs for like a month. No one cares, dickhead. Piss off. And he's like, never. Not on my watch. And to be honest, they've only been out of the playoffs like a week and a half, but still. It was very much like LeBron's classic, hey, how can I hijack the news cycle just to be fucking a little bit like more famous? It's like, you're like the third most famous dude on the planet. Probably. Who do you reckon it is, Gerald? Lionel Messi? LeBron? Taylor Swift? She's not a dude, obviously, but still. Beyonce? I reckon Taylor Swift may be more famous than Beyonce. The Bayhive might be more dangerous, though. There we go. Let's rank fan bases. Right, no Australian play watch because none of the Aussies play because they play against each other, and that's in the OKC Dallas games. So let's do an Andrew Gaze Grand Mumba Award for outstanding achievement in the field of excellence. It's the first time you won the Andrew Gaze Grand Mumba. I'm just going to stop it there because it's actually just Brunson and Jokic again. Let's do it. Jim, do you just want to really talk about these guys? Yeah, because they were fucking awesome today. Jokic became the second player ever to have 40 points, 10 assists, and zero turnovers in a playoff game. Second ever. That's insane. The other one was Chris Paul, which is hilarious. Nikola Jokic is like, yes, but they have a ring already. Hello. And the players who have 5-plus 40-point games in a single playoff run. The list is Elgin Baylor, Jerry West, Rick Barry, Kareem, Bernard King, Michael Jordan, Hakeem Olajuwon, Shaquille O'Neal, Allen Iverson, LeBron James, and now Jalen fucking Brunson. That's his full name, Gerald. Full name. Jalen fucking Brunson. What a game. What a series. What a playoffs. If they can close this out and actually make those Eastern Conference finals, chaos. Fuck yes. Absolute chaos. All right, let's do it. Patty Mills Game Day Baller Game Day Twitter check-in.
Jim, is this where you get your phone out and just look at Patty's Instagram?
Yes. Yes, it is. Whose Instagram was I saying was really weird just before? I don't know. Patty's just like, fucking hell. Prevent, perform, recover like a pro. They're just getting massages on Instagram now. That's great. What's the first thing you do when you wake up? He's asking. He's got a poll. Should I vote? It says shower. Run to sunlight. Make coffee. Check phone. It's definitely check phone because I'm like, what fucking time are these little bastards fucking waking me up? No, I love them. They are a delight, both of the squids. No, it's definitely check phone and then make coffee. Run to sunlight. Fuck, I wish. Anyway, there's another one. Dropping the missus off at the gym so the boys can have some alone time. The boys being him and the dog. Ah, oh, fucking love Patty. What a legend. Their dog is rad. It's one of those caboodles or whatever the fuck they are, Gerald. You know, those fluffy, weird-looking labradoodles. He's just a big fluffy. Oh, look at him. Now I'm just sad about my dog. Ah, oh, Jesus Christ. Got the missus to pose in her gym gear just at the car door. Patty, now I feel like a dirty perv more than usual. And then the boy's going to get a coffee. The dog's standing at the coffee thing, Gerald. He thinks he's people. I love it. That's fucking great. Patty Mills, always a delight. All right, let's do some game previews.
Game previews. Game previews.
Thanks, Inadvertent Bane.
Not a problem, Jim. How's it all going?
As I said at the start of the show, fucking shit. But anyway, Cleveland. They play Boston tomorrow. Game 5. As I mentioned, no Jared Allen possibly. No Donny Mitchell possibly. Caris LeVert possibly out as well. 15.5 point line. Hey, Gerald, what was Boston's average winning total? The average winning margin at home this season, do you reckon? I'll answer it for you. It was 15.2. Gerald's like, Jim, I don't fucking know, mate. 15.2 points. The line, 15.5. We saw in the last couple of games, Cleveland, cover. I don't think they covered game 3. No, because that was like a 7.5 point line in Cleveland. So 106.93 was game 3. 109.102 game 4. Cast your fucking mind back to game 1, though. When they kicked the absolute bejesus out of him. 120-95. The biggest question, I think, about this Celtics-Cavs game 5, it's a closeout game. How do we feel about the Celtics in closeout games? Usually shit. But we did see them just like fucking strangle the life out of a Miami team in the first round. They was just as injured as this Cavs team is. Like, at BT Dubs, Boston are having a fucking just absolute cakewalk through to the Eastern Conference Finals at this point. Miami lose all their dudes. Cleveland lose all their dudes. Boston's like, yeah, we lost a Zinger Burger. Everyone's like, that doesn't count. Like, go get some Chicken McNuggets as well. But the way the Boston are trouncing teams, it's very impressive. 15.5 points in a closeout game. How do we feel about it? I don't feel great. I feel like Boston will somehow just make this fucking difficult on themselves. But by the same token, they closed out Miami by 34. I might go Boston minus 15.5. If Cleveland don't have Caris, Donnie, and go the throw Jared Allen, it just gets so fucking hard to keep up with the Boston team and not lose by 16 points, right? So give me Boston minus 15.5 for game 5. It's going to be a fun one. Going to be a weird one. Boston, don't let me down. They will definitely let me down. Dallas OKC, game 5. This is the chaos game. Absolutely love this. The Thunder are 4.5 point favorites. I like the Thunder at home against Dallas. Why is that, Jim? Well, we saw what Dallas did in game 4. What was it? That's right. They shit down their leg. They went, what's this? A tough situation. Give me 1 second. I have to drop a deuce in my pants. I just have to turtleneck and then, oh God, I have soiled myself. It's a catastrophe. There is poops all in my pants. I'm like, Dallas, you're not an 18-month-old baby. Gerald, I don't know if I've said this story as well, but Dallas were basically when the squid. He was like, oh, how good are nappies? And I'm like, all right, yeah, but you need a bit of no nappy time. And he's like, sick. Watch me take this shit on the living room floor. That was Dallas in game 4. They're just like, hey, Jim, we're leading. I'm like, hey, but you're not leading by enough. And they're like, nah, check this out. Oh, and they just shit everywhere. It was incredible. So I'm going to take the Thunder minus 4.5 because I'm fucking sick of trusting Dallas. Even getting 4.5 points, they're on the road. OKC, I think defensively, we saw their swoons in game 2 and 3. It came on the offensive end where they're just like, fucking can someone else apart from SGA score? And like the rest of Oklahoma City just like, nah. So game 5, you might get a little bit more from J-Dub. You might get a little bit more from Chet. Flip side, maybe this just becomes like a big moment for those young dudes and they struggle just a little bit. They're not playing Josh Giddey, basically. Dallas do have like all these hardcore veterans that might just sort of step up. But by the same token, Luka's just busy bitching and moaning and sooking all the time. Kyrie's just gone completely MIA the last 2 games. They're on the road. Can PJ Hamilton Washington just keep up his Scottie Pippen mixed with fucking Dale Ellis impersonation? Maybe, but I don't know. So I'm going to go OKC minus 4.5 at home to push this to at least a game 6, which will be fun as shit. But either way, those games will be pretty fun, and that is it for today. So we picked 1 or 2 today because I actually trusted the Wolves, and Well, they repaid me by being the Wolves. But either way, we'll be back on deck tomorrow. In the meantime, make sure you're following NBA Australia on Twitter, face the IG, we're all over the socials, you know that. And of course, the AFL Today Show. We had a really good show today with Lachie McCurdy from Code Sports jumping on to talk all things Sydney footy. But yeah, check this out on YouTube. Check that out on YouTube. And of course, all the other shows as well. NFL Australia Cricket Today podcast, Football Today podcast. Got a lot of stuff going on because you've got the cricket, T20 World Cup coming up. You've got the Euros in the soccer. That'll be fun. God, I love the Euros. They're fun as hell, Gerald. You're like, let's fucking go, I don't know, Croatia. Sure. All the good stuff there. Smash them all a like on your Apple Podcasts, Spotify, YouTube, whatever app you use on your Android phone. Like, subscribe, star, review, all that good shit. Feed me. That's right. Get around NBAAustralia.com/shop. Get your merch. Get your merch. Get a hoodie. Get a t-shirt. Wearing the t-shirt today. I'm very simpatico, aren't I, Gerald? I've got the coffee mug there. Got the sticker on the fucking thing. We've got the thing up that side. There we go. And the t-shirt. Bloody good. T-shirt, hoodie, stubby holder, coffee mugs. There's only a couple of those left, so get around them. NBAAustralia.com/shop or just click through on the socials. And of course, big thanks go to From Oslo for the intro and outro song. Check out their new band, House Hats, as well as Joshua De Laurentiis, Fascinated, Goldmines, Ramshackle Army, Iowa, Sex Shadow, Green, and Dozers. They're behind all the tunes you hear throughout the show. Smash them all on Bandcamp, Triple J on Earth, Facey, Apple Music, Spotify. Remember, NBA Australia supports Australian bands, so should all y'all. All right, that'll do it for today. We'll catch you tomorrow, you dickheads. This is NBA Australia saying, look after yourselves, would ya? And, oh geez, watch out, Nuggets. Oh geez, watch out, Wolves. What are you doing, mate? What are you doing? Oh, they got nuggeted. Oh, watch out, it's Jalen Brunson. Later, Hosen.